Waiting on God 2024, chapter 34. Waiting on God 2024. Waiting on God seems like it requires a professional service to hold one still. It's like we got to call somebody and say, I'm in a holding pattern. Somebody help me sit here. In failure, it's terrible. In challenge, waiting feels like an eternity, doesn't it? When in fact, it could be a teaching and a pause offered by God, a pause, a safe zone. We don't think of it that way very often. Whether you think you're ready to do something or you don't know what to do, chapter 34 is absolutely a place of rest. No matter how frustrating or confounding, if you make a move here in 34, it's dangerous territory. Galatians 5:17, for the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another so that you do not do the things that you wish. God keeps you in check if you're close to him. As a soldier of Christ, one must be trained. A hunter, right? A hunter waits for days sometimes before the quarry shows up. And then there's only seconds to take the shot. But if you don't wait, you lose. 2 Timothy 2, 4-7. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer must first partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. It's likely that Paul was chained to a soldier when he wrote that. You know that? He watched Roman chain of command for those on duty. This verse, it says, look, it's a soldier who tries to do the right thing for his master. You got to stop and pause to hear what that is. A soldier's got to give up many things to be a soldier, to engage the commander of his army. This is true in the command of Christ. Wait for orders and follow as instructed. Same with an athlete. Preparation is key. Timing is crucial. And things that entangle the goal must be set aside. An athlete has to be very structured. A farmer, he's got to eat before he tends the field. And for everybody that's listed here, self is not an option. God has given a clear path. When to move and when to pause. When to speak and when to shut up. Be quiet and give the master his audience. Let God speak to you. Sit still. Listen to the voice of reason. Listen only for that. Why? Because the enemy is close at hand. Yeah. Knowing that you are vulnerable at this time, listening to the wrong individual is costly. It is the enemy's true tool, a voice of treason. Be aware of being in the company of incorrect talk and discussion. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Listening to the wrong voice. Greg Laurie, a prominent pastor in Southern California, is quoted as saying, Christians are a lot like tea bags. You don't know what they're made of until you put them in hot water. James 1:2-4. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow, so let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. When the direction is hazy, unclear, stop. When things are unclear, stop. Consider the steps taken so far. Where have you come from? As a soldier waits for orders, stand down, pray, be clear-headed, wait on God. Waiting on God's without your plan. Get it? Waiting on God is without your plan. When you don't have a plan, you don't need to make one. Just wait a minute. It's without your plan, except to calm down and wait for his plan. This is hard, man. It's hard. Everybody here is a gunner. No, I got to do. What is he talking about? I got to get up and go. Read passages and scriptures. I promise you they will absolutely speak to your position and what is ahead. Scripture that was written thousands of years ago, you'll read it and you go, wow, it was just for me. Psalm 27:13, wait for the Lord, be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Mark 5:36, Overhearing what they said, Jesus told them, "Don't be afraid, just believe." It is at this time that the Lord is giving you, through the power of the Holy Spirit, the truth. Chapter 34 is when you pause, you can hear him speak. Let me talk for a minute about men. It's very important. Men, listen to me. I'll talk about women in a minute. Men, it is vital that strong men build communities. Strong men, the current political climate would suggest that becoming less manly is the way to go. Humble is misused a great deal. Humble is not weak. Not at all. Rather, it's knowing that God is God and I am nothing without him. The power of God. Society, on the other hand, says of men, whatever they say is sexist, racist, chauvinistic, and in general, the old school of man is now thought of as an error. This is not good stuff. It's vital that in a pause, one consider the outrageous claims of this world right now and how to teach the children correctly. For this confused society, weak is now an asset, yeah? No, yeah, weak is an asset, not good. Not good. Masculine right now is becoming a thing of the past. Beware. Weak is not humble. Humble is quiet, strong, effective, consistent, committed, and God-fearing. Good men are getting fewer and fewer. Good men are fewer and fewer. And good men need to protect families against bad men. Strong men need to protect families against bad men because weak men can't do it. And society is making aside a social economic era of weak. Say it again. Strong men have to protect the family from bad men because weak men can't do it. The world our children see is reflected in you and me. They need the truth. Pause. Talk with him. Learn to be an example. Consider where you are and what is needed. Sometimes the Lord pauses all of us. Scripture is clear, Genesis 18, "For I have chosen him that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice so that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has promised him." Who's Abraham here in this context? You! You are the descendant of Israel. You have been chosen to command his children and his household to keep in the way of the Lord. You got to consider these things. Sometimes you got to stop. Obviously, strength is a key element of a man to carry down through time. A key element here in Scripture. There's no place in history where a woman is looking for a weak man. They're looking for a husband who's good, strong, dedicated, anointed, and powerful in the Lord. Without such a man, who's going to be the example of a good leader? What will our daughters see in their fathers? Weakness? Clothed in some kind of a jacket that says humility? This is bad. Consider this. Sometimes we need to pause while we're trying to produce, deliver, collect, go out and get it, the next big thing. We got to sell, buy low, sell high. Consider what you're doing. Talk to the Lord. Sometimes a pause is mandatory. Family's a big deal. It's being attacked all over America and all over the world. Family. We need strong parents, good parenting, clear biblical dynamics. Don't worry, I'm going to get to girls in a minute. They're the best. It's the bomb, what the Bible says. If it's up to the state right now, parenting would be a thing of the past. It's important to align with God here. In all that we do, pause, give thought. When God says time out, use it for an example of obedience to family and the world watching you. Once the kids go to school, man, consider what I'm saying. When the kids go to school, there will be those who confuse them. People in authority will cause confusion for your kids. People in authority, very bad. Our kids are being taught that men should be more like women, women should be more like men, and gender is optional. What does this have to do with your bottom line? You might say today, chapter 34, waiting on God. What's that got to do with partnering with God in business, money, making money with Jesus. What has it got to do? I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right after this verse. This whole thing that's going on in the world, Isaiah 5:20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own ways and prudent in their own sight. Careful about the world. Think about what your children are seeing. And what about women in business? Well, that's definitely great. This one's great. The Bible's clear. And here's your bottom line. A marriage is a union of godly goals set by the Word and held together in obedience, teaching, and prayer. Godly goals. Proverbs 31:15. Get this for women. Dig this. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. Men, you find this girl, best take care of her and never let her go. By the words in that verse, it doesn't look like the perfect woman. By the Bible standards, it doesn't look like the woman is Marxist. Looks like this woman is free trade and capitalism, doesn't it? That's a woman who's paused and to consider her options. God has spoken to her, given her direction, and that is your bottom line. She's a team player. Man, come on, bring it home. How do you find this woman and take care of her? Not in weakness, that's for sure. When a man turns to the Lord, he is given the gift of the Holy Spirit, Acts 2:38. The Spirit is given to those who obey him, Acts 5:32. Further, the Spirit is at work in the heart and life of men who have their mind set on the Spirit, and those men are at great advantage. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bring it, Daddy-O. Be strong. Correct. Use your powers for the glory, and in him you will find strength you never thought you had, because it's his strength. Don't confuse strength with humility. Don't confuse strength and humility. Strength is humility. Humility is strength in God. The devil would confuse you on that. Not true. Humility is giving God the glory of the new creation in you. I guarantee you, if you do not pause in chapter 34, you will not consider these things and involve God in the nurturing of it all. And what does that mean? You won't be okay? Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll just never know what you could have been. You get it? You'll be fine if you do it your way. You'll get along okay. God still loves you, but you'll never know what you could have been. John 1:5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. As it says in the movies, follow the light, man. Darkness cannot blow down a man of God, period. Wait for the answers. On time, every time. Sometimes stay the course means be still and know that he is God. Let the training build on historical evidence. Consider where you have been. Repent, the very word, means to change one's mind. We put sin with repentance. Okay, I get that. I get that. Repentance, we put sin with repent from your sins. I get it. Yeah, I get that. But there's more. There's more. I can't forgive my sins. Repent means I turn to God because I can't do it. Really, really. Repent, the word itself, it means change of mind. Repent means change your mind. I change my mind and realize that only he can do things I can't. I can't get sin off my back. I can't solve unsolvable problems. I can't pause unless I believe it's time to spend with the master to prepare the next move. Kids, God can and will direct me and forgive my sins. He will be made strong in my weakness. That's the plan. It always has been. Strong in weakness? What's that you say? Strong in weakness? What the heck's he talking about? 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Oh, wow. What's the difference between waiting on God and the chapter I have and line up and wait? Line up and wait is when you're ready. You're ready to go, man. Line up and wait. You're ready to go. You know what to do. But the timing isn't right yet. Don't push it. Don't go. Rely on God. Wait for the perfect time. Line up and wait. Waiting on God. Line up and wait. Now we go to waiting on God. Line up and wait means you're ready. I'm ready. I know what to do. Don't go unless the timing is right. And how do you know that? Rely on God. Okay, now the difference. Line up and wait. The difference between that and waiting on God. Waiting on God's when you don't know what to do. You're not ready and you're out of answers. Very unstable environment. Rely on God in those circumstances. The two are different. Don't get them confused. How do you know they're different? Well, it's easy. When there is no plan, you're not ready. When there's no plan, wait on God. It happens all the time, but people feel they got to do something. And so instead of slow down, assess, pray, and prepare, they move. They move on half-baked ideas. I got to do it. I got to do it. Jesus warned over and over and over again, be on your guard. Don't listen to foolishness. Jeremiah 7, 24. But they did not obey or incline their ear, but walked in their own counsel and the stubbornness of their evil hearts and went backwards and not forwards. Listen for him. So what do I do in the meantime? Clean up the office, tend to the customers, produce, deliver, and collect, wash your truck, answer calls carefully, clean up accounting, do today, and resist dimension jumping into the future and into your head. Stay still. Read. Read. I promise you those scriptures will speak to you. Matthew 6:34. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Come on. Bring it, kids. Sounds like avoiding the problem, though, doesn't it? Sure, I understand that. But it's not. It's not. It is waiting on God's perfect direction and timing. That's brilliant. The next step will be clear. If you remain quiet, you'll hear it. James 1:6. Let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. When we experience unresolvable situations or seemingly out of answer problems, God is calling you, telling you, lean on me. All right, stop. Well, let me stop for a second and say, mute your phones. Check your phones. Check your phones. Mute them. Mute your phones. All right. We pray that that goes away. We had it yesterday. Oh, these problems on the phone. When we experience unresolvable situations or seemingly out of answer problems, God is calling you. Telling you, lean on me, lean on me. Let me show you who I am, and let me show you who you are. That's brilliant, kids. Isaiah 43:1, don't fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. 1 Corinthians 16:13, be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. Don't be stupid. Don't be stupid and pray until he sees it your way, or pretend that you've heard his direction and it is really what you want. All of that is very dangerous to your future and your peace of mind. Resist being stupid. I've been praying about it. I'm ready to do it. And I say, show me the scripture that told you what to do. Resist, man. Stand still. Be humble before the Lord. Because you realize his power. You realize his power. That's humility. You realize his power. Grace, mercy, and love. Be strong in his ways. Know that people will be jealous of you because you are a new creation in Christ. They will be jealous of you because you are strong. You are new. You are better than your best. Lamentations 3:25, the Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. Yeah, the enemy wants to take you apart because of that. Give me an example, Patrick, of this waiting on God. Yay! Okay. I'm in a huge new political environment. Everybody has a job in this area, except me. All aspects of the current participation is covered. Everybody's got it. There's no available jobs. It's important that I maintain some kind of visibility to do what God has given me, right? Maybe not. Well, then how do I interject myself into the administration? Easy answer, I don't. I simply remain available and show up to the next event. I should be doing things here, big things. All right, right, I should be doing big things. Stop. Pause. Let God be God. He always, always, always uses the gifts he's given. He never takes them away. He always uses them. Best to let him use them. In his time, not yours, his time. Wait. If I get in the way, the timing's off. Get it? It's not brilliant. Everybody here wants to be brilliant, myself included. You want to be brilliant? Use God's direction. Everybody knows what I can do. Let God be God. I don't need to push myself on anything. How many of us say, I want to take my life to the next level, my business to the next big thing? What moves do I make? Let me answer that for you. None. What? Make no moves without correct path. Work today's list as it stands, even if it's too simple. Patiently pray and wait for the next answer from God, the next step. Even if it's too simple, patiently pray. Wait for the answer. Look for the answer in the Word. There will be a phrase, many scriptures that speak to you as you wait. What else? In relationships, right? Relationship problems. I got to fix people. How do I know that? Easy answer, I can't fix people. I can't fix people. There's nothing to do many times. Let God teach his people. Behave yourself. Act as a man of God, a woman of God, and let God put things in the correct order. You'll have your part in it for sure. God will use you, but it may not be what you thought it was. You've heard it said sometimes that people need a good letting alone. That's true. Read the Word for tips in your heart and in your mind. Let him speak to you and let him do the work. Let him do the work in others. You be the example. Stand still in the area of fixing people and do what you do. Let God be God. You do what you do and let God be God. What comes of that will be clear as to what to do and when. How do you be you? You listen to him. What about when I've made a bid and nobody's calling me back? I got to do something. I'll call them and tell them I'll do lower. That's why they're not calling me. They're bidding against me. Don't make a move. If you've made a bid, it's the correct bid. Leave it alone. Let God handle it for you. If you get it, praise Jesus. If you don't, you dodged a bullet. Oh, yeah, we all know what happens when you undercut yourself or bid to the wrong guy or you do a job and you don't get paid. All of us know that. You make a good, honest bid and leave it. I assure you, when it's time for you to do what you do, it will be better with prayer and supplication before God as you pause. James 5:16, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Dig what I said, brothers and sisters. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. That's not pray until he sees it my way. Pray so he confirms my bad behavior. That's an open and an honest heart. E.M. Bounds, an American author, attorney, and member of the Methodist Episcopal Church, South clergy, late 1800s. He's known for writing 11 books, 9 of which focused on the subject of prayer. I have quoted him here. What the church needs today is not more machinery or better, not new organizations or more novel methods, but men who the Holy Ghost can use, men of prayer, men mighty in prayer. The Holy Ghost does not flow through methods, but through men. He does not come on machinery, but men. He does not anoint plans, but men. Men of prayer. What's that mean to me? Pray. Oh, wait, just stay with me, brothers and sisters. Stay with me. Stay with me. Jesus, take care of the airways. Jesus. Pray. Pray. Read. Behave, repeat. Pray, read, behave, repeat. Pray, read, behave, repeat. Chapter 34, 2024, entitled Waiting on God. In this lesson, I have but one cautionary comment. I'll wait and see if that goes away. We'll wait. chapter 34. In this lesson, I have but one cautionary comment. When you finally decide to wait on God, make sure he's not standing right in front of you waiting on you. For what, you might ask? To talk to you? Are you listening? You know, I'm going to wait for that. I'm going to wait. We're going to see. Everybody check your phones. Make sure they're muted. That's so challenging, isn't it? So challenging. Kids, we're going to pray. We're going to pray. Make sure that when you are waiting on God, make sure he's not standing right in front of you waiting on you. For what, you might ask, to talk to you. Okay? Chapter 34 is about waiting on God. When you decide to wait, make sure he's not standing in front of you waiting on you. For what, you might ask, to talk to you. Are you listening? Are you listening? For all the challenges that we've had today, let's pray and thank God that we got through it. The recording on Revelation 22:21.com. Revelation 22:21.com. That website has been put there for you. Go there. This message will have no static on it. It's absolutely clear. And I want to give you those words. Please pray, read, behave, repeat. Waiting on God. Waiting on God. Pray, read, behave, repeat. Are you listening for the correct word? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. John, let's see if we can make a prayer without the nonsense of the airwaves.